This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Bobby Schindler and the Charlotte Lozier Institute are warning that those who describe patients as vegetative are most often practicing a form of coercion. Families are often persuaded to allow the unethical removal of basic sustenance to define food and water as medical treatment that may be removed. A Missouri congresswoman is calling for the defunding of United Nations Women. Representative Ann Wagner of suburban St. Louis says the UN group exceeds their mandate in its abortion advocacy. The U.S. House and its members have a primary duty to direct federal funding and to direct funding away from groups not following funding guidelines. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, new CDC data shows that more than one in three pregnancies in New York City ends in abortion. 12 states are asking federal courts to permit restrictions on late-term abortions. They say scientific advances paint a picture of fetal pain that calls for these abortion restrictions. A university in British Columbia says a display destroyed over 2 weeks ago marking numbers of abortions is still affecting discussions on campus. And despite claims of protecting women's health, abortion advocates are complaining that it costs too much to provide proper care for botched abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.